Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises, man. The Father's merciful. Ah, man, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Commissary Ministries Bible Study Class, and today we are still in Black Hebrew Women History Month. And I just realized I spelled that wrong, but okay, we there. That's what we're doing. We're bringing that. I'm going to edit that. That looked really bad. It's a hit story. Maybe I'll leave that like that. Right. Yeah, okay, I can leave that like that. Okay, this one here, yeah. We've been dealing with the Sisters of the Bible. We've been dealing with their works that they put forward in the kingdom. And this is what the Father put into our hearts to deal with. Concerning this time, you know, more than likely, you know, a lot of us be dealing with, you know, the captivity and the prophecies and things like that. But I mean, we got a conversation that's broad, man, that's running through time, that's coming through the mothers. And I think we have sorely overlooked that conversation. So the thing is that what we've been doing is just revisiting and going back and listening to what the mothers had to say concerning those things that belong to God. And we brought the conversations from Eve to Sarah to Rebecca, then Leah and Rachel and Miriam. Deborah, and Jael, right? And Jael. And Esther. And, you know, we're at the end of this month, and which is tomorrow, and this is the 28th. So, you know, I'm really considering two messages between now and then, maybe four. I'm really considering one tonight and tomorrow night as well, because these things are important to me. Depends on how it goes today, right? So right now we're dealing with the unsung Hebrew women of the Bible, the unsung women of the Bible. What do you mean? They did works, they had works, but their names wasn't written. You know, why wasn't it written? It could have been for a number of reasons. Maybe the author felt that it wasn't important that they write their names. You know, because you can go to Zion the Van and you can find some of the names of some of the people that was written in the book of the law, you know, and things like that. But Sometimes the author don't think it's important, you know, but the work is important. This is that thing. So we're gonna go back and we're gonna pick up at Esther, right? Because we like to leave off where we left off at the last mother. And that was Esther. And so the question is that we ask these questions here. Do they fit these criteria? Because these things is what God wrote in the law that all mothers, daughters, and sisters are supposed to meet these criteria, these standards. Wives as well meet these standards. So we have to ask, did they meet these criteria? So we read last night in the law concerning Esther. Right? So we're going to ask those things pertaining to her going forward. So let's get started. Let's, if we can, brothers, stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your heads. And sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and cover your heads, we approach the Father.
Our Father, we turn heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. And Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessings because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us as well and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
So once again, we're still in Black Hebrew Women History Month. And we now, you know, we dealt with the mothers, man. We dealt with, you know, Eve and Sarah and Rebecca and Leah and Rachel and Miriam. And, you know, Deborah Jael and so forth, and even Esther last night, man. So we asked this question. Did any of those mothers meet these criteria that God wrote in the law concerning what a woman is to him when he created her as a species? And hands down, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, All of them passed the test. You see? So they set this standard of what is virtuous. God wrote it in the law, and they fulfilled it. You see? And some of their works was greater than others, and then you can see what the ones that didn't have a lot of work, they were more carnal. But those that had a lot of works, they were more spiritual. This is that thing. So we're going to get started in Proverbs 7 and 4, right? We're going to get right to the source. Proverbs 7 and 4, and it says this: Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Now we're going to ask these questions at the end of this precept. Did these women fit these criteria that we can call them first of all, sisters and kinswomen, right? And then also blessing them with wisdom and understanding. Like, can we say that? You know, because it's written that they will be called these things because that's the law. God can't lie. So they're going to be wisdom and understanding, not folly and foolishness. Neither one or the other. Says this, and it says, so I'm going to ask to see, meet this criteria, right? So we asked this question on Esther, you know, did she meet this criteria? Well, she was of the tribe of Benjamin, right? Of the tribe of Benjamin. She listened to her uncle Mordecai, which was a prophet, right? She fasted before God, right? So she had wisdom, right? She had faith. She knew how to approach God. She knew how to approach those that was in authority. She definitely had wisdom and understanding. So this Proverbs 7:4, she wore this like a crown. Esther killed this, right? So Proverbs 8:1. Do not wisdom cry and understand and put forth a voice. She standeth in the top of the high places by the way in the palaces, places in the path. She crieth at the gate, at the city, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. And she fulfilled this, right? Because she asked Mordecai to ask everybody to fast for her. He sat in the gate. That was her voice that went from the gate, asking that they would fast for 3 days and three nights as she approached the king, that she may be received for them. She murdering these scriptures, man. She is that one. She is, right? So, hands down. Then we go to Proverbs chapter 31:10, right? Proverbs 31:10, and we ask, did she fulfill these things? Proverbs 31:10. And it says this, who could find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Well, the king searched the whole kingdom. Right? For this virtuous woman. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So did she fulfill this? Would the Ahasuerus have any reason to feel otherwise when it came to Esther, those things? Nope. Nope. Said this, she said, she stretches her hand to the poor. Yep. She gave portions out to Mordecai to make sure the poor eat. That was her. She fit 20, right? She was a queen, but she listened at Mordecai like just as though she was still living in his house. She still was obedient, even though she was the queen. And then the queen, she said, in all the glory of Medo-Persian Empire, and she still honored her uncle as though he was her father. She was surely a sister. Her husband is known in the gates. Well, you can't, he sit among the elders in the land. Well, you can't sit no higher than king of the world. So I guess that's that, right? She opened her mouth with wisdom. Yeah, fast for me 3 days and three nights, right? And her tongue is the law of kindness, right? So she won the king. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Well, I can't give it that one. That go to Rebecca. She's the prototype of the virtuous woman. What do you mean? She came in the story putting in work, watering camels and just putting in work. Then she came with prayer, right? Prayer and fasting, just like she put forward, right? And then the God of Israel dealt with her and blessed her with twins that will rule both the heaven and the earth. You don't get no more than that. Virtuous. than her. She's the prototype. Then when it was time for Jacob to receive the blessings of heaven, she put in work. In faith. Nope. That goes to Rebecca. And if I had to get, like, if you got, like, your favorite champs of a heavyweight division, Muhammad Ali number one, Mike Tyson number two, that would be Rebecca and Esther, one and two, right here, prototypes of what is a virtuous woman. In my eyes, according to the law. To me, when I read this, that's all I see. Not saying that Sarah wasn't this, she fit this like a glove, but she... When it came to the other things she put in, you know, they was, she was that queen. She was the mother of us all, right? Like Eve, she was this prototype. She was virtuous. You know, else this spirit don't exist in the daughters. She had to be virtuous, or else this spirit don't exist in her daughters. So we read that Esther fulfilled that. And then we read in Revelations chapter 12 and 1 that Esther fulfilled this, right? Revelations 12 and 1, we read, it said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So she was crowned. Esther was crowned, right? With what? She was crowned with this, Esther chapter 2, no, Esther chapter 1, and this right here. She was crowned with this. It says, Esther 1 and 11 said, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal. So she wore that. Esther wore that. So, yes, yeah, she fulfilled Revelations chapter 12 and 1. That's her. She was spoke through time. She was preordained to make this conversation. She was preordained to do the things she did. Then, we asked if she did what she did. She fulfill this, right? Which is right here. This is from God. Psalms 45 and 9. It says this: the king's daughter were honored, were among the honorable women. Upon that right hand did she stand, queen in the go to Ophir. Right. So when she was being what he said. What was that word that they used? Conditioned, so to say, lack of a finding another word. But they were being conditioned to be brought before the king, and it took a year before they was able to even be brought before the king. Right? They had to learn his ways, his speech, everything, and how to take care of themselves and bathe themselves and all that stuff, right? So this is that. Did she fulfill this here? Yes. Because she was chosen from among all of them. She murdered this scripture, 45 and 9. Hear, O daughters, consider and incline thy ear, forget thine own people and thy father's house. I don't know about that one because she stayed in touch with Mordecai. Anyway, it says, but no, Mordecai was her uncle. So she did cleave on, she did forget her father's house. So she fulfilled that. Okay, right. 45 and 11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. She fulfilled that. He shall, for he is thy Lord. She acknowledged that by touching his scepter. And she prayed that he would receive her before she approached them. So, yep, she fulfilled that. For the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift, and the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. And that is exactly what happened after she became the queen. Now all the other virgins became subjected unto her. So she fulfilled that. The king's daughters are all glorious within. Her clothing is wrought of gold. Yes, she definitely got this scripture down to a glove. What do you mean? She was glorious within. How? Who else would ask that you fast with them for 3 days? And then she said, and I'm going to fast with y'all, and every man, my chambermaids with me for 3 days and nights. 3 days and three nights. She was all glorious within. She saw God, man. That's really what was up. And then she said, and her clothing is wrought of gold. I can see her in that. I can see her being dressed up in with the crown royal and still be glorious on her within, because she was until the end. Her story just went on from this conversation. She shall be brought unto the king in the raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, shall follow her and be brought unto thee. Yep, she fulfilled that. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. She fulfilled that. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. She fulfilled that. I will make thy name be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Red Fox made sure that Esther's name would never be forgotten. He made sure that. He made sure that her name would never be forgotten in this creation. Reverse psychology, so to say, right? Right. So we could say that that was, she did that. She was those things, right? And so, now with Esther, what comes with Esther is this. Esther is an Israelite. She married a stranger, right? Ahasuerus is a Persian or Russian. Persia, Medo-Persia is Russia today. So he was a Russian, right? And she was an Israelite. Now, her conversation is still going, right? Because you could pick up this law or this conversation here. Like, people sit up there, Israelites can't mingle with the strangers and this, that, and the other. Man, y'all tripping, because he saved us through this conversation. He saved Judah from being annihilated through this woman being married to a stranger. We got to stop that. That's a lie. I'm telling you like it is. I don't care how much you don't like it. It's still the truth. Same thing with the women. It's still the truth. He said seven families out this earth. He said, I don't want none of us having no parts with. For the most part, we kept that. For the most part. Because they ain't, well, God knows where they are now. But this is that thing. Now watch this conversation. Look where this conversation go. Acts 16 and verse 1. Acts 16 and 1, right? Because if it ain't Esther, if Esther isn't in the story, let me read the last verses as Esther as we move forward. Because Esther is the reason why Nehemiah and Ezra went on to build a temple. Right here it said, and Ahasuerus laid tribute upon the land, upon the isles of the sea, and all acts of his powers, of his might, and declarations of the greatness of Mordecai, see, went on to the king, advanced him, see, and they, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Medo-Persia, see? So that Russia is a witness that they know who we are too, as a people. They know who we are. And Mordecai, the Jew, was the next unto the king of Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, speaking peace unto all his seed. There we go. Now, let's move it forward. Where does conversation lead, right? Because if Esther, you know, can't marry a stranger, then we got a problem. But that's not true. Obviously, she wouldn't be in the law if it was, right? We're going to read past Esther like that didn't exist. We're going to read past Moses like he didn't marry an Ethiopian and a Midianite. After receiving the commandments from God, Acts 16:1. Then came he to Derbe of Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek. She was an Israelite. He was a Greek. Same conversation with Esther and Ahasuerus. But look, it says this, which was well reported by the brethren that were in Lystra and Iconium. Him will Paul have to go forth with him and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. Now he running with the apostles, a Greek, a mixed child, a blended child is running with the apostles, right? Okay. You know, Timothy wrote Hebrews too, according to the 1611. I know that the 1886 King James versions that don't feature the Apocrypha, but the 1611 do feature the Apocrypha. The 1886 is based off of, have written that Timothy wrote Hebrews. This guy that is a Greek, he wrote it. I can go to the Zondervan and get that. You can get it in that 1611 said. Timothy wrote it. Go figure. And he's talking about the Melchizedek priesthood. And you would think because the Melchizedek priesthood was, is without lineage, you would think that, well, why wouldn't he give it to him? Because it wouldn't be no roadblock for him not to see that it's without lineage. Because he's without lineage. But that's that conversation. Let's pick this up in Proverbs chapter 31:1. Proverbs 31:1. Because remember now, this year, is this precept here is about, you know, the women of the Bible that whose names I mentioned, but they put in work, right? Okay, so Proverbs 31:1. The words of King Lemuel. Who is this guy? Right? The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What's her name? Who is this woman that's teaching the king? She's a prophetess? The prophecy that his mother taught him, right? Okay. What, my son, and what? The son of my womb, and what? The son of my vows. There go Esther, right there. Okay. There go Rachel, right? Speaking of Rachel, Esther was a Benjamite. So that was Rachel's conversation that saved Judah. Anyway, give not thy strength on the women, nor thy way to that which destroys kings. So who is this woman that's coming off like this? Jake, this mindset, this mind storm, right? Give not thy strength on the women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. For is it not for kings, O Lemuel, is it not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drinks, lest their drinker forget the law and pervert judgment of any of the afflicted? Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of a heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth, for the dumb and the cause of such are as are appointed to destruction. Save them. Open thy mouth and judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? The heart of a husband. Oh! She wrote this. She prophesied this. This ain't from Solomon. Oh, that wasn't from, oh, this Proverbs 31 and 10 isn't from Solomon. This is a woman whose name isn't even in a, that we don't even know. She wrote this? You mean all these years, we thought this was Solomon conversation. No, man, this is a prophetess conversation talking about how real women of God, real prophetess, how to look, smell, and act. If they don't come like this, they are the devil. Let's look at this a little further. It says, who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? The heart of a husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and work willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from far. She riseth also while it is yet night. She giveth meat to her household and portions to her maiden. That's Esther. I'm going to stop. I'm just reading that, right? Because I hear all these sisters' conversation in my head, and I can see Esther jumping off the page. I see Rachel jumping off the page. I see Sarah jumping off the page, and I just want to stop and just holler. But I can't because it's not about them right now. It's about this woman here that we don't even know her name. Who is this woman that we should be praying and thanking for giving us this mindset that God thought it should be written? She taught her son. So this is how you raise kings up. Right? He said, she considered fulfilled and biased it. And with the fruit of her hands, he planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands to the distaff. She stretches out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders in the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth the girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She shall open her mouth for wisdom, and in her tongue the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children shall arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also shall praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that fear the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That's Lamell Mama. Who is that woman? Who is Linnell? Who is this woman right here? Right? We don't know her name. We're going to see her in the kingdom, God willing, we live. I bet you that. I bet you we're going to see this person, and we're going to meet her in the kingdom, and she going to have this name right here that she had when she was this man's mother. We ain't going to even never know, because she going to have a new name with a new name with a rock on it. Wow. That's from God. Right? Okay. Okay. 2 Samuel chapter 21. 2 Samuel. Now, we can't get them all in, man. We can't get them all just like we can't get all the matriarchs in, you know. But we can get in. We can get in who we can get in when we can get in, right? 2 Samuel 20:1. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, worthless. Belial means worthless, wicked. Wicked, the wicked. And he said, who name was Sheba? You know, and Sheba is, I guess, universal, right? Because she, S-H-E-B-A, right? His name was Sheba. The son of Bichri, a Benjamite. So here's another conversation out of Rachel. And it says this. He blew a trumpet and said, we will have no part in David, neither have we an inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to his tent, O Israel. So every man in Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah cleaved unto the king from Jordan unto Jerusalem. He set heresy up, right? And sedition to separate the kingdom. This guy ain't getting away with that. That's why we read that in the law. He said sedition and heresies. He said, you ain't even getting in the kingdom with that. This is this thing on the next level, right? So, excuse me, here go David, right? So we ain't going to get into the big, all into this story. We're just going to get up to the point where this cat getting, you know, they chasing him down. You know, they chasing him, and he run into this city, right? So they catch up to him. This is 20:15. They said, and they came and besieged him at Abel of Bethlehem, Kamah. And they came up against the bank of the city and stood at the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. They was like, they coming in, you know. And these are Ephraimites here, you know. Judah is coming at them. They ain't even talking about throwing a rock at them. You see this? And Joab has got the front. He said Joab, his number one general. This dude, everybody, you know, he get a bad rap, but I see Joab in the kingdom, man. Ain't no ifs and buts about it. In my mind, this dude, yeah. I think his works out supersede his sins. In my mind, when I read his story, his works supersede his sins. But this ain't about him right now. This is about the women, right? Then cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near and hither, that I may speak with thee. When it's come near, and when he came near to her, the woman said, wait a minute, what's her name? What's her name? What is her name? This got woman, right? Art thou Joab? We know who that is, right? And he answered, I am he. And she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. She still ain't gave her name, right? And he answered, I do hear. Like, I'm listening. Then she spake, saying, then were what to speak an old time saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. What? She's an enigma? She's a prophetess. She an enigma. She what? She speaking parables. Then he says this, 19, he says, and I'm one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. That go virtue right there, right there. And he said this, and the book says she's a wise woman. So when she said that, it must have been very true. Right? Because she couldn't say that, and then a book called her wise at the same time. And when she spoke this here conversation here in 18, she's an enigma. So she, yeah, she's definitely a woman of wisdom. And it says this, thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. What? Why would thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? Ooh, she know how to talk to kings. And then it goes on. She said, and Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so. But a man of Mount Ephraim, once again, Rachel's conversation, right? Because Ephraim is her grandchildren. Sheba, he gave a name. The son of Bichri, by name. I don't know how you say that. But Bichri, by name. He had lifted up his hand against the king, even against David, to deliver him. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. What? That's how wise women have a conversation. What about that? Well, you know, shouldn't we forgive him? Shouldn't we pray over him and have the Lord forgive and just have mercy on him? The Lord just forgive all kind of sins. Is that what she said? Let's see what she said. His head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. Then the woman went on to all the women in her wisdom, right? She went down and talked to me. Look, that's Joab out there. That's King David, number one dude. He killed Abner, right? Which was Saul's number one general, right? Because he killed his little brother. So we don't want that. We don't want nothing he's going to bring to the table. So let's get this dude, Sheba, and let's end this matter. Right? So the woman went on to all her people in wisdom. They cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. He blew the trumpet. They retired from the city, every man to his tent. Joab returned to Jerusalem, on to the king. And what is this woman's name? What's her name? She surely, I mean, when we fast and pray on the atonement and, you know, we enjoying all these feast days and all of that, which I just know she did. I know she was faithful. The book says she was wise, so she definitely was Proverbs chapter 7 and 4, right? She was Proverbs 7 and 4. For the most part of her story, that's what we got. She was Proverbs 7 and 4. Well, hands down, the male mother was not only Proverbs 7 and 4, but she actually was the author of Proverbs 31 and 1 to 20 to 30. She's the author of that conversation. So, and she was a queen, so of course she wrote that. She wore Revelation chapter 12 and Psalms 45. So that's all no-brainers here, right? But this woman here is definitely Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. It did say she was of the daughters of Ephraim, and they cleared up that matter. Nobody knew her name. What's her name? What is her name, right? Honest dudes, and respect, all right? Let's see, Judges 13 and 1. Judges 13 and 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zerah, the family of the Danites. This is, the Danites are, once again, Rachel's children. This is Zilpah's firstborn, Dan. So this is Rachel's children here, right? Whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren. What's her name? What's Samson's mother's name? Wait a minute. And he says his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thy barren bears not thou, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. This is the same conversation Rachel had. She couldn't have children. She couldn't have children. Let's look at that. Let's look at what she had to say to Dan, right? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 30. When Dan was born, look what Rachel said. She said this. Oh, Bilhah. Bilhah is her maid, right? Not Zilpah. Zilpah is Leah's maid. It says this, 30 and 3. And she said, go unto my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees that I may have children by her. She gave Bilhah her handmaid to wife, and Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God have judged me. Now remember that Israel had done wickedness in the land, so God judged Israel that they should be in captivity, right? There it is, this conversation. And have also heard my voice, yep, and given me a son, Samson. Therefore, she called his name Dan. Boom, there it is. Her conversation is all in this here, right, man. She prayed for Samson. Samson, she asked for this one. Where are we? Judges 13. Let's go back to that. So now we see her conversation and her prayer way down here. And not to forget, Samson, she said, God has judged me. So not only that, it's a two-edged sword here, right? It's a two-edged sword. What do you mean? Because Samson is a judge. Samson is a judge, and he judged the people. So she was right. I'm trying to find that script where it actually says it. It says Samson judged the people. Right? So the Lord heard her voice. She prayed for Samson and for with all her strength, and God answered her and brought this man that everything is patterned after him, Superman and Hercules and all of that. All that's after Rachel. That's from Rachel's womb, right here. Samson is one of her children. And it says this, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren, thou bearest not. Thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For this child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. See? And God shall deliver us. There it is. That's from Rachel. Who is this woman? See that? Samson's mother. Right there. We should be praying and thanking God for her having faith, right? Why? Because it says, and Manoah said unto his wife, but his wife said unto him, if the Lord pleased to kill us, he would not have received his burnt offering and meat offerings at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would he have at this time have told us such things as these. See? So she was a wise woman. And he said, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. So she didn't drink wine. She didn't cut his hair. She didn't eat anything of the vine. So she was a faithful woman. She kept the commandments that brought this boy into the creation like she was supposed to. She was a faithful woman. What is her name? Will we see her in the kingdom? I know we're going to see Samson, right? And it don't sound like God is going to kill him, man, because she said they said it out there. If it pleased God to kill us, he would have did it. So I think we're okay. So I think we're going to see him. Said it out of our own mouth. Right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And it says this. It says, no, I'm sorry, 2. It said, hear now, O priest, and this command is for you. I listened to it. You know, even this command is for you. For ye will not hear, ye will not lay at the heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts. I will even send a curse upon you, and I'll curse your blessings, and ye have cursed them already because ye do not lay at the heart. Duh, right? Man, this is like, what are we doing here? And it says, behold, I will crop your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even dung upon your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. Oh, God, listen to this. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. So we're back to Moses and Levi, that they are ministers of the law. And remember, when you mention Levi, then come out of Levi is the first prophetess, which would be Miriam, right? So also she would be, she would have to have the law of kindness in her mouth as well. So she would have to know the law. She had to know all them things, you see? So that would be her. But here, this conversation is with Levi, Leah's sons, right? This is Leah's third son. So he's going in on them because they haven't been keeping the law. Well, we're not really dealing with that. The point is why we here is this. It says, and ye have done this again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears and weeping and crying out insomuch that he regarded not the offering anymore or receiving it goodwill at your hands. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. She is thy companion and the wife of the covenant, of thy covenant. Did I make thee one? Yet he had this, the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he may seek a godly seed. Therefore, take ye heed your spirit, and not let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Why? Because if Jacob had not, say Jacob had not dealt with Rachel, then there is no Samson. You see, if he had not dealt with Leah, right, if he dealt treacherously with Leah, then there would be no Jesus because there would be no Judah. You see, so the conversation definitely go through time. The conversation is eternal because he's looking for godly seeds, which is future tense. So the conversation is eternal. He's trying to get to him before Satan gets to him like he did in the garden, right? So with that being said, we're going to wrap this up here. And I just want to bring up these things, man. You know, just, We always know, we'll just wrap it up here. We always like to go back and review, you know, did these sisters meet these criteria, right? Okay, well, let's look. Let's go back and review it. All right. Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Say unto wisdom, thou my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Well, we know the male mother fit that 100, hands down. The woman that threw the man's head over the wall, yep, she fit this one. Samson's mother, yep. Okay, all right, I can see that. Okay, all three of them got this one. Then we can say in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. Do not wisdom cry and understand the call for her voice, and standeth at the top of the high places by the way of the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entries of the cities, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is unto the sons of man. Do not they fit this scripture? Let's see. Wisdom cry in the gate. Let's see. Well, we know the woman that her wisdom cried in the gate because she wouldn't have talked to everybody in the city. We know this is definitely the male's mother, right? Samson's mother. Because this conversation wasn't for everybody. This conversation was for them. So she'd get missed here, right? But she definitely fulfilled Proverbs chapter 7 and 4, right? Then you go to Proverbs chapter 31. In 10, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? Her heart of a husband do safely trust in her so that he have no need of spoil. So we see that Samson's father definitely trusts his wife, right? We know that Lamel's father definitely trusts his mother. Ain't no if and buts in my mind, right? And that wise woman that was in Ephraim at the time, we don't know if she had a husband. You know, but if she did, yeah, he trusts her. So, okay, let's say that, let's give it, let's say, well, okay, well, she had a husband. All right, give it take, yeah, all right? So, yeah, all right, she fit this scripture. Now, do they fit, do she fit Revelation chapter 12 and 1? And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and a moon under her feet and a crown upon her head, a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child, yeah, travailing with birth, pain to be delivered. Of course, this is the male mother, right, hands down. This is Samson's mother. Because she couldn't have children, so this is her, right? She can be in this conversation, she can be in verse 2. The woman that threw the man's head over the wall, can't say. She was a wise woman, but I can't say if she meet this criteria right here that she'll be a queen. I can't say. But the law said many have done virtuously, right? I can't say that. Because why? Because she said she would receive the works of her hands in time, in season, in her season, right? So that's coming. Then we have Psalms 45 in verse 9. And we ask this question, did she fulfill this? Or they, did they fulfill this? The king's daughter were honorable women. Among the honorable women, well, there go the Ephraim woman. She was a woman of wisdom, so she was honorable. Of course, the male mother. And Samson's mother, she had to be honorable. And also, Samson's mother had to fit Proverbs chapter 31 because she was married. And she didn't say nothing less than that, right? Because she was less than a virtuous woman. She definitely understood the things that work with God because she and her husband thought that they was finna get ready to die. She actually had the answer, right? The king's daughter were among the honorable women that sat at the right hand of the queen in the gold Ophir. Well, could I see Lamel mothers like that? Yes. Can I see Samson mother looking like this in the world to come? Can I see the wise women looking like this in the world to come? Yeah. It says, hearken, O daughter, consider not and forget thine own people in thy father's house. Well, Samson mother ain't in this conversation, but the Ephraim is, because that Danite ran to Ephraim expecting them to save them from Judah, which was Leah's children. He thought Rachel's children was going to save him from Judah's children. Well, we found out that wasn't going to happen. It says, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord. Worship thou here, worship thou him. The daughters of Tyre shall be brought with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The daughters are all glorious within. Our clothing is a rod of gold. So I can say in times come that all of them will fit these criteria. Of course, Lamel mother and in the world to come, she was something else. Right? And we don't know her name. And she's the author of What a Virtuous Woman Is. She wrote the book, right? So, with all that being said, we want to thank everybody, man, for your time. And, you want to be back here this evening. Check your listens, because I think I want to do All About Eve tonight. Because it's a part one and two to that, and I will not be able to get that precept all the way in. So I would like to finish with All About Eve, because if it wasn't for that precept, All About Eve, we're not having this conversation that we're having right now about the women that's unsung, because that precept kicked off all these thoughts and things. So, yeah, I want to get into that. So, yeah, let's do that tonight. All About Eve, and then God willing we live, we can do part two tomorrow morning. Right? Amen. So, with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Which is the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.